Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager, your host here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 26 to 29, it says, "Yet you would not go up, but rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. And you murmured in your tents and said, 'Because the Lord hated us, he has brought us out of the land of Egypt to give us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us. Where are we going up? Our brothers have made our hearts melt, saying, "The people are greater and taller than we. The cities are great and fortified up to the heaven. And besides, we have seen the sons of Anakim there." Then I said to you, "Do not be in dread or afraid of them." Rebelling against the command of God is a dumb idea, no matter why you do it. When we look at the world around us, there's all kinds of things we can focus on to cause fear. We could be fearing a financial collapse. We could be fearing a war that might break out between two powerful nations and drag a world war into an endless session of destruction. We could be fearing what someone might say about us at work, or somebody might not say about us at work. If you're a student, you could be fearing a test or what the students think of you or your popularity scale or whatever it might be. There's all kinds of things in this world we can fear. If we know the truth, it's the truth that sets us free from the fear. I happen to know that the Almighty God, who is the creator and sustainer of all life, who created me inside my mother's womb and crafted me into the man that I'm supposed to be, loves me, and he will take care of me, and he can take care of me. And no matter what the circumstances of life are around me, I will be all right because my Father loves me and cares for me. This is an important message that I need to remind myself of in a day when news comes across as tragic every single day. I need to pay less attention to what those newscasters are saying and more attention to what God is saying in His Word. I am loved by God. I am a child of the King. The Almighty One cares for me. I'm not needed by God to do anything, but I'm wanted by Him. And He will provide for me no matter what is going on in this earth and no matter who thinks they're in control other than Himself. Because God ultimately is the one in charge. It's silly to not listen to God because He's older than us and smarter than us and loves us. We should turn to Him and trust Him rather than being afraid of those who don't even know who He is or afraid of the circumstances that only God can control, because He can control and He will. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch. Goodbye for now.